Well, it's OTA time for the Ravens in Owings Mills starting tomorrow with the media day out there at the Under Armour Performance Center on Thursday. Joining us right now is Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. J-Mo, nothing quite like the NFL to drum up organized team activities or off-season team activities, whatever it is. But you know what? We're desperate for it, so let's roll.
Yeah, honestly, Brett, I remember during the Billick days, he used to call these things passing camps, and they were all open to the media. Not many people came. It was a lot of interest. But it's just how the NFL has made almost every single week of the offseason an event, whether it's announcing the regular season schedule, the preseason schedule, free agency draft, and now you have really the first time the team can go out as a group, practice on the field. You have 4 weeks of this, culminating in the mandatory minicamp. So for the next 3 weeks, it's all voluntary workouts. They'll have a final mandatory one. But these are they're non-contact, and they're really considered just tune-ups, getting this team prepared for when they come back for training camp in late July, that they're going to be all up to speed.
And what kind of participation does John Harbaugh and company expect during this one and the following one before the minicamp?
I think it's going to be kind of the status quo, where a lot of the older veterans, Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, I'll be interested in seeing maybe Eugene Monroe, they will skip the voluntary. But you know, with a new offensive coordinator, it seems like we talk about the Ravens having a new offensive coordinator every year. It's really important for as many of the offensive players, especially the skilled position players, to be there. I do expect a Steve Smith, a Justin Forsett, Joe Flacco. They kind of have to get into the nuances of what Mark Trestman wants with this offense. He when he was hired, he talked about keeping the same terminology as Gary Kubiak, but there's going to be wrinkles that he's going to put on there. He's not taking the Gary Kubiak playbook and just say, okay, guys, we're not changing a thing. There's going to be things that he likes to do. He throws more to the running backs. I think you'll see still a lot quicker passes, getting the ball to the receivers quicker. So I think they'll be working on a lot of that, and I think that's where a lot of the eyes are going to be on, is just how different is this offense going to look.
Is this practice plus meetings? Can they meet? Can they do film study? Can they do all that?
Yes, and that's what they've been doing pretty much just a little bit before the draft. They've had been able to do class work, is basically what they call it, film review, but they can't be during that period at the facility, especially the early part of what they call the off-season workout program. They couldn't be there more than 3 or 4 hours a day, and that includes film work, weightlifting, things of that nature. Now, they've taken a lot of that film study, and they're still going to be meeting together as a team. But right now, when you're going on the field, it's seeing how much can they transfer over from the classroom onto the field. And, they can't really go full speed. They'll be wearing helmets. There will be no contact. The NFL is very strict upon that in the new collective bargaining agreement. So really, it's a lot more mental reps. I always caution people to say how much you can really pull out of these practices, because I remember I used to call Travis Taylor. He was the off season Pro Bowl player, because every time there was it was non-contact, he was catching everything. He looked like an all-star. When it was preseason and training camp, it got more physical. You didn't see him, and he disappeared a little bit more often. But last year, in the same respect, you saw Steve Smith kind of instantly had that chemistry with Joe Flacco. So, there are things you can see and go, hey, that's a pretty good observation. We'll see if that continues. But to say, wow, this guy looks good, just from seeing him running around in shorts, I think you don't want to overstretch what you're seeing out there on the field.
It is important. Joe Flacco has a couple of new receivers and a couple of rookie new receivers. This is big in that sense for those guys to get acclimated with Joe and Joe with them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Joe has, especially when they thought they had Dennis Pitta healthy, you know, they were bringing him back to Torrey Smith. Last year, it was Steve Smith's first year, but he was a veteran receiver. It's kind of a different story for Joe Flacco this year because they're not only new targets, but there are targets that are new to the NFL. So you have Breshad Perriman, you have a Max Williams. These are guys that are trying to not only learn what it's like to adapt to a new quarterback, but they're trying to learn an entire new system. So there's going to be a learning curve, but this is going to be how it is, I think, for Flacco's career, is that, the Ravens are going to, I think if they're going to bring in some playmakers, I think they're going to try to invest and get younger. And with a veteran quarterback now in Joe Flacco, he's going to elevate their play. I don't think they want to go out and spend a lot of money on a wide receiver or a tight end. I think they want to go and build through this draft as far as kind of getting those skill position players down. They did that with Torrey Smith, but I think they want to kind of continue to do that with a Max Williams, a Breshad Perriman. And that's going to be a process that I think it's going to be a slow one, but I think by the time we're looking at maybe in the middle of the preseason, we'll see how far this group has grown together.
And what is the latest on Dennis Pitta?
He has been active and working out with the team. We obviously haven't seen anything because, this on Thursday will be the first time we'll be allowed to see veterans on the field. We watched a rookie minicamp, but obviously Dennis Pitta wasn't involved in that. But when the off-season training program started, you saw him in videos lifting with the team. Then you heard reports that he was out there practicing, but he wasn't anything contact. It was more just running around. I talked to Dennis Pitta about a month ago. I've asked John Harbaugh probably about six or seven times, seems like, this offseason, hey, it's the usual Dennis Pitta update. And it's basically the same from both parties. It's wait and see. He's progressing, which is a good sign. But I don't think they'll really know until he goes through all these practices, mandatory minicamp, and see how his body holds up. And then I think they have to make the decision, whether it's a week or two before training camp, whether Dennis Pitta is going to try to go and make it a go for this season. And Brett, let's be honest. Even if Dennis Pitta says, hey, I think I'm ready to go. I want to test this thing out. And I'm looking to be a part of this team in 2015. We just don't know how long he's going to last. He's only played seven games the last two seasons. And that's why it was so important for the Ravens to really build that depth as far as tight ends. And I think they're ready. Hey, if Dennis Pitta can play, that's a bonus, because then you have a Dennis Pitta, you have a Max Williams, you have a Crockett Gilmore. But if he can't play, then you have young guys who can really step up. So I think the Ravens are in wait-and-see mode. They would be very happy if he can come back, but it's not a situation where they're crossing their fingers and they're saying, you know what, a large part of their season really, really banks on whether Dennis Pitta comes back healthy and produces. That's just not the case.
He's Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. J-Mo, I will see you out there in Owings Mills on Thursday. Great insight tonight. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
We'll come back with more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.